Chapter 2. Phoebe watched her brother hurry over to the other boy. He had a dog with him, a hulking creature with a muscular body, broad at the shoulders and narrow at the rump. His fur was sleek and short in a brown and white pattern. More significantly, the dog possessed a wide, flat snout that assured her that once he set his teeth into something, he wouldn't release it until he was blasted certain he wished to.
"Who on earth could that be?"
she asked Eva, though she didn't expect a reply.
"Fox didn't mention knowing anyone in Langston, much less at Crown Lily Potteries."
The two boys shook hands and fell into a conversation Phoebe couldn't make out, though she heard their short bursts of laughter. The dog jumped once toward Fox, but at a word from his master he set his rump obediently on the ground. Then the pair appeared to become serious. She started toward them.
"Fox, who's your friend? Do introduce us."
She stopped some yards away, hoping the animal wouldn't change his mind about behaving. Amelia stopped beside her, perhaps with the same thought in mind, while Eva came up behind them. Then Mr. Tremaine spoke.
"Trent, shouldn't you be filling Saggers?"
At the sound of his voice, the dog gave a friendly bark and trotted over to the factory's owner. The man bent down to pet the top of his head and gave his shoulders a rub for good measure. He was rewarded with a few affectionate licks before the dog ran back to his master. That young man made a face.
"I have been, Mr. Tremaine. I'll go back in presently."
"Don't leave yet," Fox turned toward Mr. Tremaine. "Don't send him off. We're schoolmates at Eton, or we were before Mercer here disappeared into thin air."
Fox regarded his friend.
"What happened to you, and what are you doing here?"
"Mercer," Phoebe repeated as a realization dawned on her.
"Are you Ronald Mercer's son, the art director?"
she added. Behind her, Eva said, "Oh," as if this answered a question she'd had.
"I am,"
the youth said, but with little apparent satisfaction. His eyes were hazel, a trait he must have gotten from his mother, for Mr. Mercer's eyes were dark.
"Ronald Mercer is my father,
and he's the reason I'm here." He relayed this latter information to Fox, who shook his head in puzzlement.
"I don't understand. Why did you leave Eton?
You were near the top of our class. I only wish I had your marks."
The other boy shrugged, staring down at his dog. He bent down to stroke the animal's stout head and non-existent neck.
"Trent is here learning the business." This came from Mr. Tremaine. "He's to follow in his father's footsteps some day."
Phoebe distinctly sensed the word "perhaps" in Mr. Tremaine's tone, as if he doubted the boy's abilities. Another glance at Trent's sagging posture suggested it wasn't the boy's abilities in question, but his willingness.
"In light of your reunion, Trent, why don't you join us on the tour and leave the Saggers for later?"
Mr. Tremaine smiled indulgently. Trent Mercer brightened at the prospect, but Fox frowned.
"What are Saggers?"
"They're special containers we use for the firing," Mr. Tremaine explained. "They're made of clay and have separate compartments into which each item of china is placed to protect them from discolouring in the intense heat. They prevent the glazes from fusing one piece of china to another during the second firing."
Fox looked incredulous.
"You left Eton for that?"
"Father has me learning the china industry from the ground up."
Trent shoved his hands in his trouser pockets. His lips flattened for an instant, further revealing his displeasure.
"I've shovelled ash and stone, been a packer, worked the glossed oven."
"What's that?"
Amelia wanted to know.
"Is that different from the bottle kilns?"
"Why don't we continue our tour, and you'll have the answers to all your questions?"
Mr. Tremaine held out an arm to usher them into the next building. They saw the glossed ovens, where glazes were melted by electricity into a clear glass finish, a different process than that for the coloured glazes. Next came the throwers, who shaped cups and other round items on...